From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the last of the state presidential primary elections in this year's U.S. political campaign takes place this week. The largest of Tuesday's five elections is in California. It is expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the Democratic presidential nomination, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. On ABC this week, Clinton turned her attention to presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, defending her contention that he is not qualified to be president.
He makes bizarre rants and engages in personal feuds and outright lies. He does apparently seem to have very thin skin. And I think that those kind of attributes, that temperament, is ill-suited for someone to be our president and commander-in-chief.
Hillary Clinton, by the way, defeated Bernie Sanders, her opponent in Puerto Rico's Democratic primary Sunday. Voters went to the polls in Peru Sunday to elect a new president. Before the election, public opinion polls indicated that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kuczynski were virtually tied. The early vote count bears that out. AP reports that two quick counts show a dead heat, with Kuczynski holding a lead within the margin of error. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. He charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was actually the leader in funding terrorist activity. For more on these stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Muslims around the world are preparing to observe Ramadan. The month-long observance is expected to begin late Sunday or Monday, depending on the first sighting of the new moon. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan. Seven people were killed, 21 wounded. The Taliban says it was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. A veteran American journalist and his Afghan translator were reported killed in Afghanistan Sunday. The two came under attack while traveling with an Afghan army unit in southern Helmand province. The U.S.-based National Public Radio identified the dead as photojournalist David Gilkey and translator Zabihullah Tamana. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-proclaimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. The body of legendary U.S. world boxing champion Muhammad Ali arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, on Sunday. Ali died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. The answer to the question, should all Swiss citizens receive an unconditional basic income each month, is a resounding no. And more than three-quarters of Swiss voters have rejected a basic monthly income for the whole population. Stefan voted yes on the proposal.
I think people will go on working because it's a human need to be useful, to do meaningful actions. So, in fact, I have the impression that people will even be more productive if they are productive on themselves instead of being obliged to be productive.
Another Swiss citizen, Melanie, voted no.
The risk for de-solidarity within the society is too large. I find that it's really a real danger that once that people just get their basic needs covered, the society doesn't feel responsible anymore to look after the ones who can't really handle the situations on their own.
Switzerland is the first nation to hold a referendum on the issue. Floodwaters on the River Seine began receding Sunday in Paris. The receding waters allowed museum curators, merchants, transit operators, and the general public some relief from the city's worst flooding in three decades. By late Sunday, emergency workers had downgraded public warnings elsewhere in northern Normandy as villages and towns surrounding the capital began to dig out and assess the damage. However, the Louvre Museum and some key roadways remain closed. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.